The rain plopped through the leaves, dripping down onto the old man's head, ebbing across his deeply creviced face to the tip of his chin and finally to the ground. But he didn't notice. He didn't notice anything. His mind too preoccupied, replaying memories in crystal sharp clarity as if they were of yesterday. A gust of wind threw needles of cold against his skin. Old age had made his body feeble now, sensitive to chills. But he paid no notice to that either. It was the memories that tormented him. Memories of love and loss, and mostly of Emily Tuffy, the only woman he had ever loved. Until now. The older he became, the even clearer those memories seemed. Of the lilac ballroom just outside Cross Beg, as real as if it were before his very eyes, its grey walls rising out of the boggy ground. Despite its pretty name, it had been an ugly building, with a high rectangular wall to the front, a long flat roof to the back and a row of small dirty windows all around. Nothing but a damp cavern, except on Saturday nights when it was transformed. When the crystal globes turned, reflecting the spotlights with cascades of twinkling orbs that shimmered across the mass of heaving, sweating bodies beneath. 1,000 people or more filled the lilac on those Saturday nights, and they travelled there by bus and car, bicycle and foot, in wind and rain, from every corner of the county. But the lilac ballroom was nothing but a ruin now. The roof long since caved in, its walls covered in ivy and wild brambles. Eddie sighed and thought, if only I could go back. He closed his eyes and imagined he saw her again. Emily Tuffy, standing on the opposite side of the hall. It was summertime, the ballroom like an oven. She wore a green summer dress, black shoes, the lights glinting on the silver buckles and her hair held up with a single pin. He had been able to feel the heat beneath the fabric of her dress as they waltzed, his hand secure on her waist, lost in the moment he had waited for all week. It was only a matter of time before he would ask her to marry him. But Eddie was a cautious man, and first he had to be sure of his job at the meat plant, and that his father would sign over the farm as he'd promised. Then, when all was in order, and only then, would he ask. He knew now, with the value of hindsight, he shouldn't have waited. That had been a mistake. Because he had lost her. She had gone to America fed up with waiting. He should have asked. Should have followed his heart and trusted that everything would work out. If only I could go back. But he could not go back. It was too late for that. He shook his head, trying to untangle his jumbled up thoughts. But now he had a second chance. Was it possible? The thought was enough to allow him a slight smile. He felt it in his pocket, reassuring himself with the touch of the small velvet-covered box. Once more he smiled. A second chance? Maybe. Just maybe it was not too late. Today he would not make the same mistake. Today he would take his chance. Today he would ask her. Oh, what a beautiful creature she was, to be his wife. Yes, she was younger than he. By many years, it must be said. But it could be her second chance, too, to escape the misery of her life. No longer was he worried about getting a job in a meat plant, like he had when he'd been courting Emily. He had been prudent with money. Some even said he was rich. More than anything, he wanted to change her life, to make a difference. And he knew he could do it. He could do it if given the chance. In return, all he wanted for however long he had left on this earth was an end to this terrible loneliness. To be able to share the love that was in his heart. To be able to bring happiness to another's life and so add meaning to his own. The wind stirred, bringing with it a memory. He and Emily had taken the bus to Clifton, eaten in the Café Continental on the first floor of a building by the square, from where they could see the harbour and the sea beyond. They had eggs and sausages, with a big pot of tea and thick slices of soda bread. Tourists were among the diners, the different languages spoken a reminder of the great world that existed beyond the horizon. She had told him then that he was the sweetest man in the whole wide world, the type of man any woman would want to spend her life with.